The human heart craves authenticity. The human heart craves authenticity. The authenticity of an object is what gives it meaning and value, right? It's what makes the truth of something, is what makes it real. Think for a moment of collectors, and maybe you've collected something in your life, whether it be sports cards, or coins, stamps, classic cars, whatever it might be. What is it that proves their value and gives it their worth? It's a certificate of authenticity. Just go on eBay and look at autographs from sports players, and the ones that have that certificate go for a lot more money than the ones that don't. Why? Because the ones that don't have it could be fake. They might be a forgery. How can you trust that it's real? Our world, unfortunately, is filled with all sorts of forgeries. From fake news, clickbait headlines, half-truths, and people speaking with self-appointed authority on social media, we are prompted to question constantly. Even here in the parish, I know some of you have received emails that were supposedly from me asking for gift cards. As the scammers take advantage of a lot of priests and even the archbishop for that matter. By the way, I'll never send you an email asking for a gift card, so please just delete, okay? But you think about it, they make those emails look so real that people ask, hey, was that really you? They even spell my name right. And that's the real, that's the hardest part. But we have to question, is this real? And quite frankly, I find it exhausting. But in many cases in our world, we can't help but question authenticity. You see, the human heart craves authenticity because it is there that it encounters what is true, good, and beautiful. And so on this beautiful celebration of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we celebrate the reality and the gift of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. We know well the people who will argue, even from within our church, that it's merely a symbol. How could a piece of bread possibly become the body of Christ, they ask? That's not real. It's symbolic, they say. My friends, how dangerous a proposition this is to us, especially when made by practicing Catholics. Because without the authenticity of the Eucharist, the church falls apart. St. John Paul II said, "Were we to disregard the Eucharist, how could we ever overcome our own deficiency?" If the Eucharist weren't real, the Mass wouldn't be a Mass. It would be a series of nice songs and empty prayers. The Second Vatican Council teaches us that the Eucharist is the source and the summit of our faith. It's a phrase hopefully we've heard often, and rightly so, because indeed it is. The Catechism of the Catholic Church puts it so beautifully. In the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist is the body and blood, together with the soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, the whole Christ is truly, really, and substantially contained. One more quote from St. Maximilian Kolbe, the great Polish martyr. He said, "If angels could be jealous of men, they would be so for one reason, Holy Communion." If angels could be jealous of us, it'd be for Holy Communion. Now, we've all heard the Pew study statistic that 75% of practicing Catholics don't believe in the real presence or at the very least don't understand it. We've been in a national Eucharistic revival and will continue to be so for another year as a response to this statistic. As a parish and archdiocese and as a church universal, we've reflected on how we can bring people to faith, to bring people to acceptance of the Eucharist, and to bring people to experience the great love that flows from the Eucharist. And I know this much, taking the Catechism and its 2,000-some paragraphs, about yay thick, taking all the documents of the Second Vatican Council, equally as thick, handing it to someone and say, just read this and it'll all make sense. That doesn't work. Now, don't get me wrong. Our doctrines and dogmas are very important. They are vital to the life of the church. That is 100% true. But if people are going to come into relationship with Jesus, accept the authenticity of the Eucharist, it's going to start with an experience, not a book. So, what do people experience when they encounter us? If we are a Eucharistic people, and we are, then what are the certificates of authenticity that we give to another on behalf of the Eucharist? I think a good starting point for us is to ask the following question. How has the Eucharist changed me? For many of us, we've received communion, what, thousands of times probably? Have you ever just kind of paused, sat back, and think, okay, what's different? Like, how is my week somehow different? How is my life different? What does the real presence really mean? And maybe you think back to, not that we want to, but maybe we think back to the pandemic, when churches were shut down and we couldn't celebrate Mass for 4 or 5 months. How often I heard people just longing that they want to receive communion again. That some of the worst things of the pandemic, and there was a lot of bad, was that they couldn't receive communion. I remember seeing the people at St. Dominic Parish when I was the associate come down the aisle and receive communion for the first time in 4 or 5 months, and the tears in their eyes. You try to tell me that someone's going to walk down this aisle and cry for a symbol. How many of you have ever literally cried over a piece of bread? Probably and hopefully none of us. But we will shed tears in the face of Jesus Christ because of our love and our devotion. So, there's plenty of time to learn the dogma and the doctrine, and that will happen. But let's start to engage people with our own authentic experiences, sharing why the Eucharist matters to us. Now, I would also offer to you that the church has many other certificates of authenticity, if I can continue to use that image. And the communion of saints is one, for example. The church is gifted with so many holy men and women who have revered the Eucharist and whose lives are examples to the transforming power of the Eucharist. And there's one saint, or one soon-to-be saint, that I'd like to share with you, Blessed Carlo Acutis. Have you guys heard of Blessed Carlo? I'm sure a chunk of you have. Just about a week or so ago, Pope Francis approved the third miracle that now opens the pathway to canonization. And soon we will have a date for Blessed Carlo's canonization. He was born in 1991, so he was a year younger than me. And he died as a teenager of leukemia. Now, he loved technology and was really good with computers. Taught himself how to code and write software and all sorts of stuff. And so he used his computer skills and his internet savvy to put together a website devoted to Eucharistic miracles. He was also the source of conversion for family and friends. But you see, Blessed Carlo was so on fire with his faith, so convinced of Jesus' real presence, that he wanted to share it with the world. And so he used the gifts and talents that God had given him. He used his passion, modern technology, to introduce people to Jesus. Blessed Carlo said, "To always be close to Jesus, that's my life plan." For all the goal setting that we may have done in our lives and our careers, all the New Year's resolutions and plans that we make, how often has our top priority ever been as simple as that? To always be close to Jesus. And then let everything else fall into place. Now, of course, the Eucharistic miracles themselves, examples of consecrated hosts that have bled or tabernacles that are untouched in tragic fires or war zones, are gifts from God, proofs that the Eucharist is real. And finally, I would offer to you this. How would any institution last for over 2,000 years, overcoming sin and scandal, and still be a beacon of hope to a world if not nourished by Jesus himself? If the Eucharist were merely a symbol, the church would have died a long, long time ago. The mission and work of the church and its people cannot exist, especially for over 2,000 years, without Jesus. Our existence in the history of the church, the entire history, is proof alone that the Eucharist is real. Our world and our hearts are craving authenticity, and it's right before us every time we come to Mass in the most powerful and pure way, Jesus himself. So let our own authentic love and awe over this gift of the Eucharist, let that be the evangelization tool that brings more people around this table, that brings more people to fall in love with Jesus and accept his real presence. After all, what greater moment in life could there be than to encounter our risen and living Lord?